The other afternoon, I went to visit a young friend in the pediatrics ward of the hospital. Arriving at the hospital parking lot, I punched a button and received a ticket. The barricade lifted and I parked the car. Then I approached the hospital main entrance and stepped on a rubber mat and the glass doors parted. Winding down a hall or two, I finally found the elevator. I pushed the up button and a minute later the big door slid open. Stepping in, turning around, I pressed 5 and a minute later the door slides open again. And this time I walked out onto a pink painted hallway past the nurse's station, finally to room 520. Touching the door, it opened. And there sat my little sick friend. "Hello, I'm sorry you're sick." And the conversation continued from there. I felt some concern. She smiled, glad to have a different face to look at and voice to hear. Our visit continued, I guess, much like hospital visits do, but there was something that was happening. There was a baby next door, which had begun crying as I entered my friend's room 15 minutes earlier, and it was still crying. We ignored it and pushed the buzzer button in the room to summon a nurse for some more ice water. As the nurse opened the door to leave, the sounds of that crying baby became even more audible, and we were finally jarred out of our isolation, and I just decided to go down the hall to see if there was some out-of-the-ordinary problem. Well, the cries led me to a little fellow maybe a year old, in a crib with a plastic covering in which he was receiving oxygen. He was obviously in need of a change and kept touching the plastic canopy from the inside. And then he noticed me. I tried to touch his little helpless fingers through the plastic. He caught his breath, but then continued to cry, his eyes sending a steady flow of tears down his cheeks. And you know, for the first time all day, I felt completely helpless in my reflexive actions. I mean, there was no button I could push to help this little boy. And I just stood there with this helpless, helpless feeling, and for the first time that day, I think I really felt in contact with my insides. That little boy crying, alone, encased in a plastic cocoon, here was a situation that made me realize all over again that touching people is so very different and so very much more important than touching buttons in our mechanized world. And of course, I couldn't change the baby's diaper, so I went to the nurse's station. And naturally, they had 50 other babies to look after, many of them who needed more than a diaper change. And so, my little friend would just have to wait. Then as I walked down the halls to leave, I think I had suddenly become more sensitive to what was going on in the hospital, inside all of those rooms, the hurt, the worried parents, the suffering children. And you know, I was just thankful that I could still feel something. The visit was over, but those feelings, well, I just didn't want them erased too quickly. And so I took a few moments and just reaffirmed once again my desire not to be just another uncaring cog in the machinery of the world. I reaffirmed again my faith that the really beautiful things in life are not the things you buy, not the things available with the push of a button. No, I really think we're all reaching out tiny fingers toward others. And too many of us can't quite touch the other person for the plastic that separates us. Except this time, it isn't plastic that enables us to remain alive. This time, it's the plastic of so many of our human relationships. Touch and go, get what you can, trust nobody, look out for number one. So we live and so we die. Do you sometimes think that maybe you're losing your ability to feel? I'm wondering if maybe you're getting harder to touch, even by those who'd like to reach out to you. I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.